I suppose, Declan, before we look ahead to the Derby, a point for Finn Harps last week against Shelburne in the previous game. And at this stage of the season, we've seen how precious that point was moving them off the bottom of the table. It's a case of every point is as precious as you go along as these games tick down now towards the end of the campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important to pick up points, you know, at least not lose. If you can pick up a draw, you just never know how things will go with UCD and who they're playing and how the results go there. So it's important to pick up a draw. I was obviously in Finn Park last week. First half performance by both teams was poor. Standard was poor in the first half, poor game. But it was important to get away with a point, and especially after UCD losing 1-0 up in Dublin as well. It was a big point then. So obviously that brings us straight forward to the North West Derby. So every point's important. If we can get 3 points somewhere very close to try to put up a bit of distance and put extra pressure on UCD, and the quicker we can do that, the better.
Harps, it's fair to say, if they're going to even get a point in the Brandywell on Friday night, they're going to have a better performance than they did against Shells.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Shelburne performance dug it out in the end, and as I said earlier, the first half performance was really poor. Don't look like scoring too many goals, and Eric McWood's coming off as well injured. Makes it very difficult. The Brandywell and Derry City are going. The Brandywell is a difficult place to go, but Derry City are flying high, 5 points behind Shamrock Rovers. Semi-final of the FAI Cup as well, and I would say it'll be rocking on Friday night with a big crowd, big atmosphere, and they are flying high, and it's very hard to see Harps coming up and getting anything out of that game.
Yeah, well, it's a game that people won't give Harps much of a chance in, but like in recent times, the games between these two sides have been tight, be it at the Brandywell or be it at Finn Park, Declan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they're going to be tight. Absolutely going to be tight. And the last time we were in the Brandywell, we ended up 2-2 and probably should have got 3 points. Owen Toll came up with a last-minute header in the 19th minute to snatch a draw, and when it should have been 3 points for Finn Harps. So, and the performance is up in the Brandywell by Harps in the last while under Ollie has been good, and we picked up draws where we probably picked up ones there as well. But for me, this is a different Derry team than the team that played in the 2-2. Michael Duffy's back, Patrick McElhenney's back to his best as well, and they're a real, real threat, and there's just so much confidence, and the atmosphere will be, as I said, will be brilliant on Friday night. So it's very hard to see Harps getting anything out of the game. If they are to get something out of the game, you'd gladly take a draw now, but if we are to do that, we need to make sure we score first, and we need to be fancy very good in the night, because they are flying and they're creating chances and they're scoring goals, and you know, the big result against Shamrock Rovers up there in the cup, and then follow that up with another big performance and big result against St Pat's, and you know, they're really pushing Shamrock Rovers hard for the league, and it's very hard to see them not getting to the final of the FAI Cup on top of that. So their momentum's going really good. They've all the key players back, fitting well, and everybody seems to be in good form there. So it's going to be a very, very difficult match for Finn Harps.
Yeah, you mentioned about Harps there, Declan, having to score first if they're going to get something out of the game. What you're saying then, you're not expecting a 0-0 here, so you're not?
No, I'm not. I'm expecting goals. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting goals, because I just feel, watching Derry in the last while, they're free-flowing. They have the real quality at the top end of the pitch, and then they can make substitutions. They're bringing extra quality as well. Just when the game starts getting a wee bit stretched, they just have that squad. And, you know, they've really pushed on. Whether it's through, started very well in the season, went through a tricky patch, but since that, they've pushed on really well. And as I said, their form is really good. So it's very, very difficult. I think there will be goals in the game. I just can't see Derry not scoring 2 goals against that Finn Harps team at the minute. And so Harps are going to have to score a couple of goals to get anything out of the game.
Yeah. Is McWood's a big blow then to Ollie Horgan? Because if Harps are going to get goals, he's your top scorer. Looks like he's going to miss maybe a handful of matches now with the hamstring injury picked up last week against Shales.
Yeah, he has. He was very good in the last home match as well, and caused real problems for Bowes, and we should have picked up 3 points, and his performance was very good in the first half, and you know, he was the key to that good first half performance. Hamstring again, so he obviously has a problem with his hamstring. That's twice this year he's been injured with his hamstring, and you know, it doesn't look too serious at the time, but when he's come dragging off his hamstring, and especially the kind of player that he is, he's very explosive, so his hamstrings are key to that speed, and especially in the Brandywell, we'll probably will have to soak up a lot of pressure, and there, you know, with that pressure. You need to relieve that pressure by putting balls in behind Derry's back four and get runners into that space in front of them, and he would have been key to holding the ball up and using his pace in behind the back four to try to stretch the play as much as possible. But yeah, so he's going to be a key miss. Who will come in and replace him would be interesting to see. I would say Mihalovic would probably end up going up centre forward, and he had a really good performance in the 2-2 draw up in the Brandywell and scored as well. So hopefully, you know, we need everybody firing and all strong. A really big performance from our key and experienced players if we were to get in the end of this game.
Yeah, you expect Ollie Horgan, obviously, like the way he does, to keep things tight. And you mentioned that Harps need to score first. What if Derry score first? Will it open the whole thing up, will it, Declan?
Yeah, I think that's the difficult thing when you're defensively set up and you set a wee bit deeper and you have a low block on it, and suddenly then you have to change your tactics after you go a goal down, and you have to be a wee bit of a threat going forward. And then once you start going forward and leaving gaps, that's when the pace and the experience and the skill of the Derry's front three will cause you real problems. So it's a difficult one, really, really difficult one. And probably, you know, I know we are defensively set up. Molly sets our teams up very defensively at times, and they probably will do as well in the Brandywell on Friday night. But, you know, that's you have to score first to get any chance of getting in out of this game. And if Derry score first, it could be a long night for Finn Harps.
Yeah. Just staying on that derby, if Derry were to win, they'll close the gap to Shamrock Rovers. I think they might have to play again, do they, before the end of the season, Declan. So can you see Derry catching Rovers at the top?
Difficult to see. Shamrock Rovers came up and played Sligo Rovers in the showgrounds last weekend, and they were just terrific. They were absolutely brilliant on the night. The performance was top notch. Really comfortable 3-1 victory over Sligo Rovers. So, yeah, listen, it's been difficult for Shamrock Rovers playing two games you know, per week, and with the intensity of the European adventure that they're on as well. But their performance last week was top notch, and so I'm expecting them not to drop too many points. I suppose from a Derry's perspective, they've just got to keep the pressure on, and can they bring it, you know, into the second last game of the season up into Tala, and that could be an opportunity to grab 3 points on the night and maybe go leapfrog Shamrock Rovers, or bring it into the last game of the season, which would be terrific for all supporters in the League of Ireland to see that going to the last game. But Derry have matched them a whole way, and you know, they have a really big season, obviously, but I just can't see Shamrock Rovers dropping too many points between now and the end of the season. And if it does come down to the big game in Tala and the second last game of the season, I'd be surprised if Shamrock Rovers don't pick up a draw, at least on that match.
Yeah, that's the second last game of the season. Harps obviously have UCD in their second last game of the season, so that's going to be a massive weekend in the Premier Division at both ends of the table. As we head towards that, Declan, there's no sort of safety net for Finn Harps here at the moment. They're fighting it out with UCD. UCD are bottom of the table. They've got Sligo Rovers on Friday night, but given Sligo's up and down form, and particularly how they've played recently, the students will be thinking to themselves that this is something this is a game that they can get something out of.
Yeah, and their performances against Sligo Rovers in the three games so far have been very good, and they've beaten them twice. I think they drew as well up in Belfry in the bowl the last time they were up there. So, you know, they've picked up 7 points against Sligo Rovers so far. So they will be going out full of confidence that they can turn Sligo Rovers. John Russell will obviously have different ideas, and he will be looking to get 3 points and push them on a wee. But he knows that last week's performance, the Shamrock Rovers showed real quality, and they'll be looking to show extra quality and better quality against Tuesday and get 3 points, because, you know, if you're playing against teams and you want to be pushing high up into European places, even though that's probably a step too far for them at the minute, but they'd be looking to get 3 points up there. So that'll be an interesting game. Michael Gallagher got sent off last week for UCD, so he misses out in the game as well. So he will be a miss. But the students have been very good, and they're very difficult to play up there. So we found that out earlier when they beat us 2-1 as well. So yeah, listen, it's going to be a big weekend. And you mentioned it, like, I mean, we've got Derry City away, we've Dundalk away after that, we're away to Bowes, home to UCD, and the second last match of the season, and then we're away to Drogheda United. So, you know, 5 massive games for Finn Harps and for UCD as well. So it will probably go down to the last game of the season.
Yeah, looks like it. Listen, Declan, as always, time has beaten us. Thanks for joining us here tonight in The Score.
Lovely job. Thanks a million. Awesome.